El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
And we thank Coach Dozier for being with us. I hope that the coach takes it in the spirit it's intended, the advice and the differences of opinion that we have. I still think there's a place for good old-fashioned parenting, and I don't think that when a young man becomes a football player in high school, he has to just cut himself off completely from his family and butch up and man up and all that stuff. So keep making that applesauce cake bomb. All right, this hour we're going to have with us a young man who has a mobile DJ service and has had his hand in this sort of... the tangential aspects of entertainment, while he also works as a telemarketer. His name is Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California. We're going to talk with him here about these late-night ads. Now, you know, we're on the radio here late at night on the West Coast and East Coast, all across America, right about the time that we're getting off the air. And I can flip on the TV, and Bud and Robert, you know this. There are ads there for... all kinds of adult products, and I'm talking about sexual products. And there's also, as fate would have it, or as irony would have it, or as you want to look at it, there are ads there for Christian singles and Christian. There's one called Christian Mingles. And joining us tonight from the telemarketing conclave there in Redondo Beach is Chris Norton. Chris, you also do telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company.
I do, Mr. Henry. Right now we're wrapping up. This is the third annual sort of a product show that a lot of people go to. Yes, sir.
And but your mobile DJ business is an entertainment business.
Yes, sir.
And tell me about what gave you the idea for this. You want to do a kind of a cleaned up version of a bachelorette party?
I'm kind of nervous right now.
But you're doing fine.
I was watching pretty much the same late night TV that you watch, and I saw on there the ads for these Twister and these are vibrating marinolades is what they are. I mean, one of them is made by Trojan, which also makes condoms. There is another one called Adam and Eve, which I think is some oils or something, some sex products, and then. I saw the Christian Mingles ad, and the Christian Mingles ad came up right after I saw this vibrator ad. So I was sort of struck by that and recognized, that there is a need for sensuality and sexuality in our lives, even if you are a Christian. And I am personally, myself, not a Christian, but I feel like I could provide a service that way, and that is for a Christian bachelorette parties that are, I guess it would be, innocent and not be as sexual and like a lot of them are.
Well, tell me what you mean. So we're talking about a regular bachelorette party. We're talking about something with what?
You're going to have a dancer probably, and I have done dancing at bachelorette parties before. I've danced in clubs, that cater to women.
So you are a well-built guy,
I would say I am, yeah, and I'm. I'm very handsome. I'm not saying that because of ego. I am very handsome and. And I'm very sensual. I have a lot of sensual energy. So, my idea was to have bachelorette parties that will cater to the Christian or just the people that are not, they don't want to have a bachelorette party where there's necessarily a guy that's stripping down to a G-string, that kind of thing.
Okay, so so we know what we're talking about here. Are you talking about coming in and dancing?
Primarily, yes, sir. And that's really, when you talk about bachelorette parties, when it comes to a dancer, that's pretty much all the women want. They want to have a guy that, will come in and will dance. And they want some sexuality and sensuality, But a lot of women don't necessarily, need to have. I mean, if you're good enough, which I, do feel that I am that, good enough. then you don't have to take your clothes off or just wear a G-string.
So what? So tell me what you would do then. If we're talking about a bachelorette party where you're not stripping down to a G-string, you're a handsome guy, though. You got a good build.
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, and so what are you doing? How is your act different, and how is yours a little bit more moral? I don't know how you want to say it.
I don't want to say it's immoral to have a guy dance in a G-string, but I would say ours more just more oriented to a Christian, you know.
Okay, but you're not a Christian.
I mean, I'm saying to you that I'm not a Christian. I will say, and if we get phone calls, if they'll say, well, are you a Christian dancer? But I don't know if they will or not. We haven't really...
I think if you had Christians wanting to do business with your company, I think a lot of times they want to know if you are or not. But that's just, I don't know.
I might, you know, say that I am, because I was raised Christian, so it wouldn't be a lie or anything. But
Tell me what this act of yours would be. It's for a bachelorette party.
Yes, sir.
And what would you do?
Well, basically, all it is dance. I have a dance, you know, I have a my mobile DJ service that I already use. I've got a variety of drum machines and a variety of sounds, the keyboard sounds, Casio sounds, and then I also have popular music, dance music. And I would come in wearing a really nice fitting suit, basically the kind of suit that you would wear, you know, if you are in a dance competition. I don't know if you've seen, like, Dancing with a Star or something like that. I mean, those guys wear, you know, dancer slacks and...
Right. They've got on shirts, and but they don't have suits on.
They don't, but you could. You could wear a suit, and that's what I would do. I would make it a full suit with a coat, tie, you know, and a tie clip and, you know, just everything, like a kerchief. Money clip and only the shoes are the only thing different would be I'd be in dancing shoes, and then you come in and you start the music and you begin to do your dance, and you're going up to the different bachelorettes and different, you know, women, and, you know, dancing for them and everything. So it's not really that much different.
But you're fully clothed. In other words, you're not.
I'm not stripped down. But I think. What makes this really a great idea is you could do this. If there could be kids, there could be like a 12-year-old girl there. There could be a 13, you know, underage girls could be there, and you don't have to worry about it being nasty. Even though there is sexuality, it's not nasty, you know.
You're saying it's not nasty?
Yes, sir.
All right. How does one dance sexually, even if you're in a suit, as you say that you would be in? How do you dance sexually, or how do you emit sensuality?
Well, I mean, you can still do the same kind of dance moves. You can move your hips, even though you are in a full suit with a coat and tie and so forth. You can still dance up to, like the bachelorette. Let's say she's, the guest of honor, I guess, at her own party. So I would, you know, dance up to her, you know, with kind of. Showing sexuality, and that would...
What does that mean?
I mean, that would involve moving your hips, and I'm moving my hips, but I'm in a suit and tie, and so, and I'm also, you know, bending over and touching my toes and stuff, you know, basic dance moves, but I'm in a coat and tie, and then you get into a squat, you can do that, but I'm in a squat while I'm wearing a coat, a tie, and possibly a vest. And
you're in a coat and a tie and a vest.
Well, sometimes. It depends. It depends on what they request. Because they're going to request a look. You can say, I come in a suit. I'll come in a suit with a vest. I can come in a tuxedo. I can come in a... there's a lot of different looks.
But it's all sort of this suit and tie thing. I have to tell you, and I think it's a good question, do you think it is still, if you've got a 12-year-old or 13-year-old girls there, like you said, you could, even if you're undulating your hips, isn't that a little sexual?
Not if you're in a full suit. You know, if you're in wingtips and...
Well, you said you had dance shoes?
Well, maybe I have dance shoes. Maybe the carpeting or the flooring is good enough where you can just wear wingtips. If you're in wingtips and like a tweed, maybe they want you to dress up like you're a English professor. So you're in a tweed jacket and a vest and wingtips. even if you are doing those moves, you are sort of like, you know, looking like an English professor. It's the best way I know how to do it.
All right, we're talking to Chris Norton about his, we were discussing all of the late night adult TV ads right next to the Christian Mingle ad. So you've got, on the one hand, the Trojan Vibrations ad, and then you have the Christian Mingles, and you're doing a bachelorette, a dance, a DJ service where you dance for the women, only you're in a suit.
Yeah, different suits, yes, sir, or tuxedo or something like that, but always with a set. Always with the cess up front. You know, if you're wearing, like, for instance, a tuxedo, you want to make sure that the cess is always very up front and relevant. If your sensuality and the sensuality, and...
Well, we say the what? The sexuality?
Sexuality and sensuality.
Sexuality and sensuality?
Yes, sir. Is up front, then it doesn't matter if you're in a tuxedo. It doesn't really matter. Especially, you know, if you are in a formal wear or something like that. I mean, it's excellent, and I think women will find it to be an excellent way of spending the evening.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton there at a pharmaceutical gathering in Redondo Beach. 877-876-7445 on the idea of a Christian bachelorette party where Mr. Norton... He's a dancer and has done dancing for women's parties. He would come dressed in a suit and or a variety of different suits to entertain women who, you know, are of that persuasion. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
It really is.
Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With us is Chris Norton. Mr. Norton is a telemarketer, but he's also an entrepreneur in the entertainment business. As we've been discussing, late-night television increasingly getting, I don't know, risky. It's not risky, but there's increasingly more sex products, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. I mean, when you were talking about the... Twister, and a Twister is for someone like myself. I've danced for women. I for whatever reason, I mean, I'm very attractive, very handsome, and so women do get attracted to me. And so I have, you know, in my own personal life, used Twister and some of these other products. I'm very familiar with the SAS products. But I was thinking, you know, as soon as they show the Twister, then they also show Christian Mingle. And I'm thinking, well, who, you know, what are the Christian woman, what does she get? Because most likely they're not going to use a Twister.
You don't think a Christian woman would use that?
Not my experience. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I have had experience with Christian women. And they do not, many times will say, you know, they don't say don't use Twister, because I'm not going to say to them, hey, look, I've got a Twister. They're going to say just don't use.
Okay, well, I don't want to know any more about that. So getting back to what you do, and what we're talking about here is Chris's business booking bachelorette parties where you dance in a far more modest way, I think is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And you don't strip down to a G-string like a lot of the guys do. You keep your clothes on, but you are wearing... But what's the attraction? I realize if a woman is a Christian or she's moral or whatever you want to say, you say, oh, I keep my clothes on. I suppose that's good. But what, you know...
Well, I mean, I am very handsome. And that's for a great many women who are, you know, very religious, especially like if they're a Christian, you can say, well, I'm not a strip, you know, which they can't really say, yeah, strip, because their religion's not going to let them. But if you tell them, but I am very handsome... That's a big plus, because at least they know that you're going to show up and you're going to be handsome, you know. And I also am built, you know, I do work out, daily. In fact, I work out on weights, Mr. Henry, every other day, so I let the muscle tissue, you know, build back up. down.
I don't know anything about that. So you've got a very good workout regimen.
Yeah, I do. I work out, and I also do cardiovascular every other day, and I do muscle every other day. I'm very good looking. So I tell them, I'm not going to strip down, which I know you don't want because of the Christianity, but I am good looking.
Okay, so tell me some of the suits you wear, and are you going to do a little bit of the dance for us here, or?
Well, I know we're on the radio, but I was going to give you a description, and I got one of a girl that I know is here. What's your name? Okay, Karen, K-R-I-N, yeah, is here, and she's going to help me out. She's got the music.
Is this a girlfriend, or?
Yeah, so I have the music here, and I could do it. But what I do is I get into a variety of different suits, and I'll show up at the bachelorette party, and I'll do a very accessible dance, but I'm dressed either in a tweed jacket or I can wear a chef outfit.
A chef outfit. So you're wearing professional outfits as well?
The chef outfit, I wear an apron and a hat, but I'm doing this really sexy dance, and women are, they like that because women like to see men in their work clothes, but also be sexed, be well-sexed,
Well-sexed. Okay, so what are you wearing right now, just out of curiosity?
As a matter of fact, I do have on, it's one of the costumes we pick up a day, and I put it on when you were doing your commercials. It's the chef. I'm in the chef outfit. We call it Boyardee, which is like a...
call it like Chef Boyardee?
Well, no, it's not Chef Boyardee, but we call it Boy. That's a code name for Boyardee. So if someone calls in and says, we want to book your bachelorette party, like you come and dance, and we say, well, okay, I can come as a college, but I can come in a tweed jacket, I can come as an insurance salesman, I can come as an inspector, I can come as a. We have one. I think we got the other one, Karen. Yeah, we got a. A lot of people will. A lot of women are excessively, excited about workmen. We have one who is the bug, like the exterminator, like Orkin Man.
And you have an Orkin Man outfit.
Yes, sir. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but... And then they said, well, and then we have a chef. So I'm in the chef outfit.
Well, go ahead and do your dance. This is Chris Norton, who's going to give us an example of the dance that you do. So you're in a chef outfit right now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, turn around. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I've got on my chef hat, I've got on an apron, and I'm wearing just basically petroleum-based shoes that you would wear in a modern commercial kitchen. And don't turn it up that loud. Don't turn it up that loud. All right. Do. Okay, one, two. Now I'm doing a hip hunch. I'm doing my hip hunch back and forth with the hips and the buttocks. Whoa. Yeah. This is where you're moving up to the woman. The bachelorette, Miss Renery?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm dancing up to her with my hips going back and forth. Yeah, love train, yeah. Then you turn around. What you do is you try to get there. Then you tell the bachelorette to grab your hip, your butt, or not your butt, but... And then you do like a love train around the room with all the women, and you're dancing. I've got a big spoon. So what it is it's really turn off for me. What it is it's really kind of a fun, that's the beginning of it. It's not too set. Then it will begin to get accessible,
Okay, because what you just described there is you're dancing around the room.
No, I'm not dancing around the room. It's a love train with the other women.
Right, okay, but you've got a big spoon, did you say? Or?
Yeah, that's just part of the costume. Don't fixate on the spoon. It's the costume looks a lot like if you saw the Anderson Split Pea billboard. You ever see the Split Pea?
Yeah, Anderson Split Pea Soup, yeah.
You see those two chefs?
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you look like one of those guys?
Yeah, except I'm fit, I'm set, I'm very sexy, I've got... But they've got a giant spoon, so I dance around with the women, and I got a spoon, the giant spoon. Maybe I'll lose the spoon, but I think it's a fun way. And the spoon is also very accessible, because the spoon I use as a prop, as sort of a phallic, later on in the dance, when it gets really heated up, then the spoon becomes, like a probing instrument.
All right, well, go ahead and finish your dance. We got another minute.
Well, we got to start it all over again.
Okay, so we're going to go to our break.
Got to start.
Well, turn it off.
Turn it off. Karen, turn it off.
We'll be right back. Okay, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Chris Norton with us as he talks about his bachelorette business, where he dances in a very moral and very modest way. He doesn't strip his clothes off in case you're a woman of, you know, you're religious. He dances in a suit. In this instance, though, he had on a chef outfit with a giant spoon. It sounds, I'm going to have to ask him, what happens if it gets a little too comic? Because that sounds a little comic. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Woo! Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with us is Chris Norton from Redondo Beach tonight, and we're talking about a new mobile entertainment service that you're providing, Chris, which is a Christian bachelorette presentation, that is a dancer yourself, because you've had this dancing experience, entertaining women. True. I mean, you did say that you.
I have, Mr. Henry. I've had a great deal of experience at entertaining at bachelorette, as well as I've done some dancing at, and I've also done some. I mean, I don't know what if you want to know about it, but I have also done some adult film, but I'm not doing that no more.
Okay. 877-876-PHIL is our number. You were, and we're going to get some phone calls, but you were demonstrating your dance, and I just wanted to be clear that, is that it there?
Yeah, play it, yeah, okay, so, what question do you have, Mr. Wright?
With the fact that you're dancing around the room with a spoon, and my question was, does it get comic?
No, sir, it's not comic at all. I mean, you have to understand women. Kill the music. I think you need to understand women, Mr. Henry. I have been with women. I've been with many women in my life, and I know that women they entertained by workmen and guys who are doing their job, and it's very masculine and everything. So when I show up as as a chef or as the organ man, it may sound comic to you, but it's very accessible for women to see that. It's very sensuality.
And the Orkin man, though, I mean, there's something about that that's pretty funny, don't you think?
No, I mean, no, not if you understand women the way I understand them. And women, they like the idea of a workman coming into the house, and he's all, and you got to understand, he comes into the house, I'm not being threatening or nothing like that, but I'm very accessible, and I have, maybe a few buttons open, and I also have the canister, I'm going to spray for ants or something, and the sexuality is what you need to understand about it, and so that's what we do you turn the music off. That's what we do in the dance. I'll also start things off with like a gong sound effect, and then start the music.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Mavis. Hi, Mavis. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Henry, I'm here with a man is saying, and I will tell you, I'm a Christian woman.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if you can hear me. I sound very noisy on my phone right now.
I can hear you.
I'm a Christian woman. And I can tell you that what I'm hearing this man talking about, he may say he's wearing a suit or he got on a chef outfit or something, but it sounds very immoral to me.
Well,
go ahead, Chris.
Ma'am, I'm just curious. What is it about what I'm doing that's immoral? I mean, I'm not taking, my clothes off.
You are dancing around the room. You are front. You said you're doing a hip thrust.
Is that what you're doing, Chris?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're doing a hip thrust. What I'm doing, basically.
You said you was dancing up to the women. I can't hear what you're saying. Yeah, you dancing up to the women, and you punching your hip. What we used to call a hip punch.
And I don't know what that is.
A hip punch when you push your you're basically pushing your butt out, push your butt out, push your butt out. Are you going, my question is, excuse me for saying, are you going butt first, or?
No, ma'am, we're not going butt first. I'm going the other way.
Well, all right, still. Then you said you flip around and you do a rumble line or something like that with a giant spoon.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you use that giant spoon as a probing instrument.
Yes.
I've been to parties like that, Mr. Henry. I don't want anything to do with it.
When you say you've been to a party like that, you're talking about a Chippendale style dancer?
No, I'm talking about, I've seen these props. He talked about he was going to show up as an organ man. That I went to a party on the 1978, I've gone to a party. They had an organ man who was going to dance. And it was a girlfriend, my girlfriend, her boyfriend was going to dance. He'd been the organ man. And he showed up with an organ man outfit and everything. Had a canister, you talk about a probe instrument, had a can of insect, a bug spray. And that's supposed to be sexy? I know some girls that thought it was sexy. You know, but I didn't.
No, ma'am, that's not supposed to be sexy. I mean, bug spray is not sexy. The bug spray is just a prop. It's not the sexuality.
And that's another thing I want to say. I can't understand anything you're saying at all. You're going sexy. You sound like you are missing a bridge work.
I mean, what is she talking about?
Well, sounds like you got a little bit of a sinus thing.
I can tell you that the act that I do is sexy. It's very sexy.
Right there, very sexy. And you're dressing up like a chef, it sounds immoral to me.
Okay, the immorality that you're talking about, Mavis, I'm gathering, is from the fact that even though he may be in a suit, you know, he's still dressing.
That's right. He's still dressing. He's in a suit, but he's still he's doing a butt punch. He's leaping around the room with a probe.
Ma'am, I didn't say it was a probe. I said sometimes you can use it as a probe. And
well, wait, what else are you leaping around the room with a spoon? I know you're a chef.
That's the prop because I'm a chef.
I know you're a chef, but you said you would use the spoon at some future moment as a probe. Now I told you I was at a bachelorette party one time. I've been to all kinds of bachelorette parties. I'm a Christian woman, and I believe very much in the salvation of my soul through Jesus Christ. So you can't fool me. And I've been down into some sewers in my life. I went to a bachelorette party one time. Man had a probe there. He come like the organ man, just like you say. I remember another man came with a pool boy. He had a big net. But every time you talk about probes, and
well, that doesn't sound very moral either. It doesn't sound very modest, the probe instrument. I don't know what you're talking about there, so I have to agree with the lady.
All I'm saying is it's just a prop. I don't really use it for nothing.
But for me to run around a room and I'm dancing behind a man with a giant spoon, I feel like I look like the biggest fool on earth. I look like the biggest fool on earth.
Well, I'm sorry to feel that way, ma'am, but if you want, you can call. I can give you my number later on. Do you have someone?
Yeah, my niece is going to get married, but I ain't going to call you up, have you come over her house in a chef costume.
I can wear a different costume.
What other kind of costume you got?
Well, he's going to be wearing suits.
Well, I don't have a problem with a suit, but what? You said you got a tweed jacket? No, I don't like anything he's saying.
Well, ma'am, I've got also, I can come dressed as an insurance salesman, as a dentist.
A dentist?
What's sexy about coming dressed as a dentist?
I told you, Mr. Henry, I'm what see the Seth is me.
You the Seth?
Yes, I'm the Seth. I'm the Seth. And so when I show up, the Seth has arrived. Doesn't matter what kind of costume I wear. You know?
If it doesn't matter what kind of costume you wear, then why are you even dressing up in any kind of a costume at all?
Bingo.
Because it does matter the costume, but the Seth, I can dress up like in a chef costume. I can dress up in a like I'm cleaning the pool. I can dress up in that, but the Seth is the same.
I don't.
All right, well, Mavis, thank you for your call.
I wouldn't hire this guy to change the cat box. I could.
All right, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. That lady obviously is not representative, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, she says she had a niece, but she's elderly, you know, and I don't know whether that's...
877-876-7445 is our number. When I say not representative, she is elderly, but she's also somebody who's in that demographic as a Christian, you know.
That's the part part that I was, you know, was hoping for, and I thought she'd, you know, understand that, you know, if I get into a chef outfit, I'm going for broke. You know, I'm not just going to be.
But she didn't like that. She didn't like that. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Margaret in Santa Monica. Margaret, go ahead.
Yes, so I'm listening to this man, and I find what he's saying to be interesting. And I'm finding what he's saying to be original. I don't really know how sexy one can look in a chef outfit per se. But I will tell you that I've seen very many attractive men dressed in all kinds of work clothes. It's a little different for women.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
When you say you dress as the Orkin man, you're talking about an exterminator.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I dress as a, but I have a little Orkin man patch. Also, Wesser exterminator.
Who is that again?
Wesser exterminator.
You say Western exterminator?
Sound like Western exterminator.
Yes, ma'am. Wesser.
Uh-huh. And you wear the uniform and you come in with the canister with the poison.
Yes, ma'am, we do. There's not real poison in it. I mean, a lot of times we put margarita mix in there or something like that.
Uh-huh. Do you dress, for instance, I could ask you this. Do you dress, and this, again, Phil, is if you're talking about what women like, and you are dressed in a suit, and there is a potential for explosive sexuality, do you dress as a Jehovah's Witness? Do you know what I mean by that?
You're talking about like a white suit or something like that?
Yes, there are some of them wear the white suits.
I don't know if that's a Jehovah's Witness.
I have seen the Christians who ride the bikes and wear a white buck. They wear a white buck shoe, like a
yes, a white sport coat. You know the song, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation? Do you know that song?
No, ma'am, I don't know it.
Well, that is something that I had in mind for a bachelorette party that we're planning for a young woman. She is the daughter of a dear friend of mine. And as you were talking about having a very moral and Christian bachelorette party, and I'm wondering if you ever dressed in the white missionary suits that you see so very often in East Los Angeles in the Hollenbeck division.
The what?
Hold on, Phil, okay? Go ahead.
I have not been to Hollenbeck division in East LA. I don't know.
What do you mean the Hollenbeck division?
There's a kind of a Christian missionary in a white suit. Let me talk to the man. Do you dress like a Jehovah's Witness?
I've not. Yes, we will. We will wear the white. You want me to dress? I can. And
it's a short white shirt with a thin black tie?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh, God. Oh, that is interesting. That's very interesting.
Margaret, let me ask something.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to ask. So this is a bachelorette party that you're planning?
Yes, it's for Candy Dugan's daughter. She's getting married. And I was listening, and I thought, well, this is interesting. I was getting interested. So, but now he says he can show up and dance dressed as a Jehovah's Witness, and I just find that terribly exciting. It's terribly exciting.
I'll give you an example of what I'm doing. If you can imagine me in a hobo witness or how is
a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up, Karen. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so what I'm doing now is
So you're doing the butt punch.
Yeah, I'm doing a butt punch now. Moving toward, moving forward. Why'd you keep stopping it? Don't stop it and start it again.
Who is that woman that you have working with you? Because she sounds stupid.
Oh, she is. She's really stupid. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Love train. Now I'm taking the thin, I'm just imagining this. I'm taking the thin Jehovah's Witness tie and I'm swirling, you know, I'm swirling it and twirling this and twirling it and everything.
Yeah, you're twirling it.
Yeah, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Well, boy, you've done a lot of dancing. You don't know what it's called?
Hold on, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, Phil, just back off.
And now I'm doing just, yeah, butt punch. Now there's a hip punch. Now I'm turning around, and I'm turning around now, and I'm doing butt first. Okay.
And then comes the rumble line.
Now comes the rumble line, yeah. Instead of the spoon, I'm waving that witness, you know, magazine, whatever that thing's called. And
yeah, the Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, boy. You know, I think that this is, I would consider this to be bigotry.
What are you talking about?
I just think it's very bigoted. Turn that off, will you, please?
Turn it off, Karen.
What are you talking about?
I think it's a very unfair characterization of a religion that... I think you're mocking a religion unfairly.
Well, Mr. Henry...
Hold on, Chris, hold on. Don't upset your pretty self. Phil, you're talking to Margaret Gray. I'm a journalist. I believe in free speech. Are you trying to tell me that we're not allowed to make fun of Jehovah's Witnesses? We've been doing it for almost a full century. And...
Well, Margaret...
No, hold on. And for you to tell me that I can't mock a Jehovah's Witness...
I just... It just seemed a little unfair. You know?
Well, look at you. I thought you were Mr. Free Speech.
I am free speech. Nobody's telling you. I just thought, you know...
Henry, you know, I'm trying to get a business going. I forget to just, you know, take a dump on it.
Look at you. Yeah, exactly, Chris. You're defecating on this man's business.
I won't have that kind of talk, all right? And
oh, God, so we can make fun of Jehovah's Witnesses. You can't say the word defecate. You can't...
Thank you.
Boy, you hanging up a lot of people this week.
Yeah, well, stick around, man. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, that's right. I don't know. Maybe I just got a... Maybe that was a very square conservative moment, but I just don't like singling out... I mean, 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The
it's
Phil
you.
Hendry Show.
Hold on. We're on the air here, folks. Phil Hendry here on with Margaret Gray. Chris Norton is joining us as we continue our conversation. I'm sorry that I hung up on you. I had to cut you off. We were going to a commercial break, and the conversation was getting a little out of control.
Well, Phil, I'm not really accustomed to having people tell me what to do. I know that you have a radio show, and I know that you have to... obviously, you have to guide the programming, but this young man, Mr. Norton, was talking about something that I think has great potential. If he's talking about doing this, is that the music I'm hearing, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm just doing some. I'm just practicing some dance steps.
You're practicing now?
Yes, sir. I'm just. I'll show you. Yeah. If you can imagine, I'm just doing. Now I'm doing a kind of a, you know, it's kind of an Irish jig that I do, but it's called Sessy, too. It's a Sessy jig.
And you have your hands up at the side like you're doing a Scottish little thing?
Yeah, kind of like the way the Scottish people do it. Wee.
Oh, God. That I can see it. I can see it in my mind's eye.
Karen, what do you think?
See? Who is Karen? Are you serious about her?
Yeah, you know.
I'd like to talk to you later about...
Okay, look, that's fine. So he's doing an Irish jig. What else?
Well, now he scared me.
Bill, don't yell at him.
What are you, his manager all of a sudden? What else are you doing, Chris?
Well, right now, I was just working on this other dance step. Turn it up, Karen. Get this train. I'm thinking about a train, but I'm also thinking about as a Jehovah's Witness, you know. So I'm trying to figure out what the name of that magazine is. Oh, Watchtower. That's the name of that.
Yeah, Watchtower.
Okay, so Watchtower. So I'm pointing to my watch, and then I'm waving Watchtower as if it...
As if time's running out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, that's sexy. God!
People, time's running out, yeah.
So, all right, that's good. To have whatever her name is.
Turn it down, Carolyn. Oh, wait, I like the... I forgot to tell you, I do the... I do harmony to this.
Yeah, that's real good, Chris. Okay, I get it.
And then I go back to dancing.
All right, have Karen turn that off.
Turn it off, honey.
Okay, where did we lose the line, or are we... oh, there they are. You back?
The things they do.
Well, my idea was this, and I want to just run this by you, Chris, and you, Phil, too, as well, Phil. You're in on this.
Yeah, it is my show, and I am...
Yes, we know, Phil. It's your show. God.
Always like this.
Yeah, every time I call him up, he's like, oh, it's my show.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here, if you don't mind.
Sorry. Here is my idea, Chris. When you say it's time, the Watchtower, it's time, what you have done, and I think this is terribly exciting, you have taken the concept of the apocalypse of the rapture, and you have wrapped sex around it. And I think it is unique. I think, what do you think, Phil?
I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You think it's the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, Mr. Irwin, I mean, Miss Gray.
I just think the whole idea, you know, we're living in a day and age now where everything has sex wrapped around it. It doesn't make any difference. Even breakfast has sex wrapped around it. Brushing your teeth has sex wrapped around it. Buying furniture, buying socks, jock itch, venereal disease.
Well, of course venereal disease has sex wrapped around it.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Even the least sexy, least the most life-threatening, the ugliest things, somehow we have to put sex into the equation. So for you to say that you want to have sex injected into the concept of the apocalypse, I can't get my head around it.
That's because you don't think creatively. Is that the end music? He always plays this end music.
You mean like end times or?
No, the end of the hour. I'd like to talk to you about this. I think this is wonderful. Guys in short white shirts, black ties, pointing at their watches, waving the watchtower, and then butt first, butt punches. Just wah. Do it again. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Phil,
Thank you very much.
Don't you dare hang.
I just did. Phil Hendry Show, our News and Information Hour, coming up next here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Pointing at your watch.
Phil Hendry.